Scotty on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Happy and blessed, beautiful Saturday afternoon, everybody. I am Rob Motti on 97.5 The Fanatic with you till 7 p.m. tonight. Tom Alvord with me, taking your calls at 610-632-0975. Producing a show solo, right, Tom? My man.
First time, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Going solo. And we got a lot to get into. Sixers are the number one seed. Vinny Velo, Vince Velasquez, is turning into a number two starter. But let's put all that aside, because I got something to say about the Eagles and Deshaun Watson, because I am tired of all these, quote, quote-unquote experts or national insiders linking the Eagles to Deshaun Watson. All right, so let's get this out of the way. The Eagles do not need Deshaun Watson. They don't need Deshaun Watson. They have Jalen Hurts. This season should be all about finding out whether or not Jalen Hurts is the quarterback of the future. I asked Nick Sirianni that question yesterday. We'll play his response for you, and he handled it well. He wasn't going to say how important it is, and I get that. But the rumors about the Eagles being linked to a quarterback, whether it's Deshaun Watson or someone else, they don't go away. But let me explain to you why they won't go away. So when you're on a show, when you're being interviewed, and I've done 100, I do these like 3, 4, 5, 6 times a week. People are interviewing me in Charlotte, in Vegas, and wherever it is, as an NFL AP insider, covers the league, and what do you think of the quarterback situation? And you have to have an answer to a question. So I believe it was ESPN's Diana Rossini who said the Eagles may do something big before the summer's over, and don't whatever about Deshaun Watson, that he's going to get out of this situation and he'll probably get traded. Well, when you look at all the teams right now, you know that Deshaun Watson's situation in Houston is going to be, first, there's all the legal stuff that he's got to deal with. And now you don't even, his attorney and the attorney for all the women are disputing who's trying to settle. And I believe ESPN reported yesterday they actually showed or received copies of text messages saying someone from the women's side reached out to Watson's camp to settle. So that has happened, despite whatever the women's attorney, Tony Busby, saying. But first, that's got to get settled. Then he's most likely going to end up on the commissioner's exempt list. Then when he does become eligible to play, it's more than likely, being that he doesn't want to be in Houston, they're going to move on from him. So you look around, when you're an NFL expert, and it doesn't take an NFL expert, you could be whoever sitting at home on your couch thinking about it. All right, who needs a quarterback? Well, San Francisco traded up in the draft and took Trey Lance. The Jets, well, they went and got Zach Wilson. Oh, the Bears, they drafted Justin Fields. And automatically, because the Eagles have 3 first-round picks next year, 2 plus the conditional, and because they haven't officially and publicly committed to Jalen Hurts, everyone's going to link the Eagles because Howie Roseman's known to make a blockbuster deal or two. So it's not reporting. It's just speculation. It's just answering a question. So Diane is on whoever's show, and she just happens to answer the question that way. All of a sudden, everybody takes conversation and speculation and turns it into a report. It's not a report. Les Bowen had a great tweet last week. And I got to reach out to Les. It was a great tweet. And he said there's a difference between writing and reporting and content. Content creators produce content based on what other reporters and journalists are digging into and finding out. So all of a sudden, content creators take a comment like that and turn it into a report, which it's not. The Eagles don't need Deshaun Watson. Will they kick the tires on him? Sure. Will they ask? Of course. They do that about everybody. They don't need Deshaun Watson. So don't get bent out of shape when you hear these rumors and these reports. They don't. The Eagles have three first round. They're in better position than most if they wanted to do that. That's why you consistently hear whether it's this insider or that insider or this insider or that insider, whoever it may be, saying the Eagles, because the Eagles are in a better position with the draft picks. They haven't committed publicly to Jalen Hurts. They didn't draft a quarterback, and they don't have an incumbent who is going to be here for another 5 to 7 or 10 years. Now, I tweeted this before the show, and this isn't reporting. This is just me speculating. If Deshaun Watson were to be traded to a Pennsylvania team, he's more likely to go to the Steelers. Steelers need a quarterback next year. Ben Roethlisberger's, he looked finished towards the end of last season. They redid his contract to bring him back because it was astronomical. He's going to have one more year. I can't imagine Ben Roethlisberger's in Pittsburgh in 2022. And you know what? We know about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ben Roethlisberger had allegations of sexual misconduct early in his career, and they were able to work, keep him there, work with him, and they're not going to be scared off of Deshaun Watson, even though it's a whole lot more. So if Deshaun Watson ends up in PA, my personal opinion, not reporting, my personal opinion is, yeah, he's more likely to be in Pittsburgh than he is in Philly. Again, the Eagles don't need Deshaun Watson. I don't know that Jalen Hurts is going to be quarterback of the future, but I'm excited to find out. I'm interested to see if he can. I think he has the talent to be that guy. I think that Jalen Hurts, based on what we saw last year, he checks off all the boxes for the intangibles. He's got poise. He's got character. He's got leadership skills. You see him out there golfing with Lane Johnson. He knows how to be buddies with the offensive linemen. That's a good thing. He knows how to win over a locker room. That's a great thing. He's got all those. Check off every intangible. Jalen Hurts has it. Right? And now it's about on the field. Can he be more consistent? Can he be more accurate? We already know he's a good dual threat running, but a dual threat quarterback with running ability. Can he deliver the ball and complete it 65% of the time? How will he fare in Nick Sirianni's system? We know Nick Sirianni yesterday said it again, and I love that he said this again. He does not fit players into his system. He creates a system based on players' strengths and players and adapts it around them. I love hearing that. I hope he really does that. Because what do we see out of Doug Peterson? What do we see out of Chip Kelly? We saw coaches who had a system and they tried to fit players into their system. How much did we talk about Carson Wentz doesn't fit in Doug Peterson's system? Why isn't he rolling him out? Why isn't he on the move? Well, Nick Sirianni wants to cater his system to his player's strength. So you got playmakers for Jalen Hurts. You got an offensive line that's coming back healthy. You got young guys who are energetic, enthusiastic, and excited to play together. 2021 is all about finding out what Jalen Hurts can be for the future. Whether or not the Eagles want to say that publicly. And I understand why they don't want to say it publicly. I get that. But they don't need Deshaun Watson. Don't let any of those reports, speculation, rumors linking the Eagles to a big deal, any of that stuff make you think otherwise. So let's talk about this. 610-632-0975. I don't believe the Eagles need Deshaun Watson. And I'm just going to look at it from football standpoint. As great as he was last year, 4,823 yards, 33 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, a 112.4 quarterback rating. His team was 4-12. His team stunk. There's something to be said for elevating the play of the guys around you. Now, I know the coaching was bad, the play around him was bad. There's only so much he can do, and he had a terrific season. But if he puts up those numbers and the team goes 4-12, and the year before they were 10, he was 10-5 as a starter. A year prior, he was 11-5 as a starter. He's 1-2 in the playoffs. Based on just football alone, I'm not trading three first-round picks for Deshaun Watson. When you factor in everything else, there's no way. I'm not doing it. And I don't think the Eagles will either, no matter how many people want to link them to it. And again, when you do these interviews, when you go on a radio station, when you go on a TV station, when you are considered an insider and you have to do a segment and you have to talk about it, when you there's quarterbacks who are available, you have to give out a little bit of a tidbit of information. You got to justify your position as an insider. So you're going to say, "Oh, I think," or "I'm hearing," "I'm feeling," or "my gut tells me." And, you know, there's all these little buzzwords, and there's all these ways of saying it and putting it out there. And when we see guys backtrack after they say stuff, the whole Aaron Rodgers debacle, was it a report that was breaking news the day of, or was it something that was an accumulation of like 3 months of information? Well, come on. They don't need Deshaun Watson. They shouldn't even, no matter how many people want to put him in the conversation, as they're in the mix, they're not going to get Deshaun Watson. I don't know if he's even going to play football in 2021. He may not. He may be on the commissioner's exempt list the whole season. He might end up suspended for 8 games. He might end up suspended for 10 games. I don't know. We don't know. You got Jalen Hurts, who you invested a second round pick in last year. It led to what happened last year and that whole situation. Now Carson's gone. Doug Peterson's gone. Find out about Jalen Hurts. That's what the Eagles' priority should be in 2021. The Eagles' number one priority should be finding out about Jalen Hurts. And I believe it is. So I want to hear your thoughts on that, because people get a little carried away when they hear, ooh. And I know you got to do radio shows and talk for 4 hours and you need topics and content and all that. Fortunately for me, I don't have to do it 5 days a week and come up with stuff. But we hear, so Diana Russini goes on a show and says, "Hey, Eagles may do something, but they're not getting Deshaun Watson in here. It's not happening. It's not happening." How do you feel about that? 610-632-0975. I wonder how many people actually do want him here. How many people actually would want the Eagles to make that trade? You know, that trade would have to involve Hurts. So it would be Hurts in a couple first round, Hurts in all three, the 2 ones and a conditional second, and maybe two more picks. I don't want anything to do with it. I think Jalen Hurts has potential here. And this is a team that's young and building. Build around this guy. See what he could do. And if he proves this season that he's not good enough to be QB1 of the future, then you can reevaluate it. And I don't even know the one season's good enough to assess his ability. You know what, Tom? I want to play the question I had for Sirianni and his response to it yesterday, because I put it to him, wanted to know his thoughts on it. So go ahead.
Hey, Nick, how much of a priority is it for the Eagles in 2021 to find out if Jalen Hurts is the quarterback of the future in 2022 and beyond? And do you think 1 year with a young team and a young coaching staff is good enough to accurately assess whether he can be that guy?
You know, again, we're just trying to get better every single day. And so I'm not even to that point right now of what 2022 is going to look like, to be honest with you. It's about getting better. It's such a long process. This is, and I love the process about it. It's just every single day you got a chance to get better every single day, over and over and over again. And that, yes, that applies for Jalen to get better, and that applies for everybody on our team to get better, a little bit better every single day. And that's all we're concerned about right now, is how we're going to be better tomorrow than we were today. Are we going to put in the work today to be ready to be better tomorrow? And honestly, that is all we're concerned about with every single player on our team right now.
He loves the process, man. He's a process guy. he loves the process. And I'll say this about Nick Sirianni. I put him on the spot with that question. It's a question that I thought needed to be asked, so I asked it, and he didn't answer it. He avoided answering the question. But I'm not a reporter who gets bent out of shape when guys don't answer questions. I think a coach needs to master the ability to be able to put words out there without directly answering questions. And here we have Nick Sirianni, and what? He's had, that was really maybe his third time where he was just him, or maybe that was his first time. Every other time there was Howie was with him, or there was Lori with him, the introductory. That's his, that may have been his first one where there was no one else in that questions could have been addressed to. It was just for Nick. And for all the criticism that I thought was unfair that he got early on for how he handled things, I think he did a great job yesterday. I thought he did a terrific job saying nothing. And you shouldn't. Now, he gave you a little bit with adapting his system to fit player strengths, and I like that. But as far as my question, he wasn't touching it. He wasn't going to go there, and I get it. I understand why you talk so highly of competition. You talk so much about competition that you can't come right out and say Jalen Hurts is the number one quarterback when you have a Super Bowl winning quarterback as your backup, although we all know Jalen Hurts is QB1. You can't stand in front of your team and preach competition and then hand a starting job to a second-year quarterback who was 1-3 last year. I understand that. So I thought I'd phrase the question in a way where we look at the future and how important it is to find out about Jalen Hurts now. And credit to Nick Sirianni. Kudos to him. He didn't flinch. He took a sip of water while I was asking the question. And he came back with what I thought was a great non-answer. We're just trying to get better every day. I'm not even looking at 2022. It's about getting better. It's a process, and I love the process. So credit to him. I get it. But this year's about Jalen Hurts. This year's about the young guys. This year's about finding out what they can do. And I don't care that rumors linking the Eagles to quarterbacks won't go away. They're not going to go away. Because anytime anybody who's affiliated with the NFL is going to talk about the quarterback situation in the league. Deshaun Watson wants out of Houston. Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay. And then maybe Russell Wilson still, although I think that's mendable. That's certainly no longer seems like an issue. He's going to certainly be there in 2021. But when it comes to why, where's Watson going to go? Where's Aaron Rodgers going to go? Well, you look down a list of teams. You look at the recent draft. The Bears heavily invested in trading up to get Justin Fields. The San Francisco 49ers heavily invested in trading up to get Trey Lance. The Jets got Zach Wilson. Jacksonville got Trevor Lawrence. Those teams aren't going to be linked to Deshaun Watson. Who's left? Well, the Eagles are somewhat unsettled because they haven't publicly said Jalen Hurts is the guy. They do have up to 3 first-round picks next year. It's just common sense. It's logical to just throw out the Eagles. They don't have a number one who's proven. They have the assets. They have a GM who makes blockbuster deals, who's not afraid to pull the trigger. So, yeah, you add one and one and one, and you go, the Eagles might be in the mix. But it's nothing more than just putting it out speculation because the questions are being asked of NFL people. I'm asked the questions all the time. And I say it, too. When I'm asked the questions, I say, well, you can never count the Eagles out. That's how I answer it. You can never count the Eagles out of anything because they do have the assets. They do have the GM. They don't have a commitment to a quarterback. But I'll tell you, like I said earlier, Pittsburgh needs a quarterback next year. They've had a quarterback who's survived in the city for more than a decade and won a Super Bowl after facing sexual misconduct allegations early in his career. To me, Deshaun Watson fits better in Pittsburgh than he does in Philly. Eagles don't need Deshaun Watson. They don't. Now, you want to talk about Aaron Rodgers, different story. He's older. He's a Hall of Famer. He's got fewer years left. But if you think you can, the window's there to win one with Rodgers, yeah, you go for it. I want to find out about Jalen Hurts this year. To me, that's the number one priority for the Eagles. And I don't want Deshaun Watson here. 610-632-0975. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. We'll get into a little bit of 76ers as they, the 76ers are the one seed. I know there's a lot of talk probably throughout the week, and there'll be more talk about the process and what people thought about the process. Tom, you got some good stats and some numbers for me about the process years. We'll mention those. I'll say this about the process. I don't care. It worked for me. They don't have to win a championship for the process. When the last 4 years, you're a three seed, a three seed, a six seed, little step back, but last year there was the COVID, the bubble, and now a one seed. It worked. You're in the mix, especially this year in the NBA. There's no dominant team. There's no Golden State of a few years ago. There's no Lakers of last year. There's no dominant team. 76ers, and oddsmakers have them as the third best odds to come out of the East. That might be a good play. Now, there's a lot that's going to go into it. How's it going to shake out? But, hey, getting that one seed was ideal. How it's going to break down for them, it was ideal. So we'll talk a little Sixers in the process. For me, it worked. It was well worth it. It was well worth it to be where they are right now. So I don't want Deshaun Watson in Philly. The Eagles don't need him. Jalen Hurts should be the guy. No matter what they want to say about it, Jalen Hurts should be the guy. And I actually understand why they're approaching it and handling it the way they do. I don't find any fault in that. 610-632-0975. So we'll start off with those conversation topics for you. I'm Rob Motti, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Rob Motti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
610-632-0975. I just don't see it. And I try to explain why we continue to hear these rumors. And I just think they're nothing more. It's nothing more than just talk. Don't put too much stock into it. There's really not much into it. When you break down what the conversations are like, when you go back and listen to whoever it may be or read whatever words, they're not reporting anything that has been given to them as insider information from the Eagles or from Houston. I got a gut feeling, or I feel, or I think, because you got to give an answer because you're put on the spot and you're asked the question. I know how these things go. Sometimes I'm putting people on the spot asking those questions, and sometimes I'm being asked those questions, and now I got to provide an answer. And I'll say, oh, well, I certainly can't count the Eagles. I did like three or four times this week. Can't count the Eagles out of it because they got the assets and they haven't committed to Jalen Hurts, and we don't know what he's going to be like this year and how they value a franchise quarterback and all that stuff. And then for all those reasons, you go, hey, they could be in the mix. Doesn't mean they are. And whether they kick the tires or they should be are two different conversations. I don't mind if they inquire about any player in the NFL, but I don't feel like they should pursue it. I don't feel like they should give up the assets it would take to get Deshaun Watson. Now, if Houston came back and said sixth round pick, game changer, different story. And then you still got to deal with everything else. You still got to deal with everything else, but it's not going to be a sixth round pick. It's going to be multiple ones. It's going to be mortgaging first round picks down the road for a guy who, we don't know what it's going to be like. Let's find out about Jalen Hurts. There's no reason to do this, and I don't think they are. So don't take those rumors as nothing more than rumors. I got to tell you, man, because a lot of times, you know, Philly fans always say, oh, they're passionate, and you are. And you're informed. And in many cases, you know, just as much as some of these quote-unquote insiders, you do. You do. Give yourself credit. You know your team. In many cases, you know your team better than some of these national insiders. I'm telling you. They're getting their information from the beat guys here, and then they're coming out with it. And then, and in some cases, they're getting their information straight from a certain person in Eagles front office who likes to provide information, whether or not it's accurate. Never really is prevented certain reporters around the league from putting things out there that spins it an Eagles way. So just take it for what it is. Deshaun Watson is not happening. It's not happening, nor should it. Nor should it. Tom, we're 40 minutes into the show. Your thoughts on it?
I completely agree, man. I'm out on Deshaun Watson, at least right now. I'm not touching this dude with a 10-foot pole. With all these legal accusations, man, like how... It's just, and not to mention, you're trading all these assets to get him if you're going to go right through with the trade. And then you got his cap hit for the next 3 years, which is $15 million this year, yeah, and then $40 million plus the next 2 years, man. And this team's not ready to win right now. No. They're not. Figure out what this team is. You got a new coach in here. You got a new quarterback with a full season ahead of him. This year is all about learning. This team's not ready to win. I'm out on Deshaun Watson.
I actually might be leaning more to, I've been 5-7 with this team. 5-7 wins. You know, it's May. They just had their first rookie camp yesterday. Their first day of rookie camp yesterday. I started to feel a little bit better, Tom. Like, I might go 6-8. But again, they're not ready to win. I don't think they're ready to be a division champion, although the NFC East is, it's up for grabs. There's nobody in the NFC East that is a dominant runaway team. I like the Cowboys with Dak Prescott coming back. But I may, by the time the season starts, be it 7-9. But right now I'm at 6-8. I was 5-7. I'm feeling a little bit better. When I hear Nick Sirianni say, again, for I believe maybe the third time, because I know I've tweeted it every time he says it, because it stands out to me. When he says, I believe I got to look on my actual terminology. What did he say? Here it is. Good offensive football, good defensive and special teams football is adapting to your players and their strengths. I love hearing that out of Nick. I do. You know why? Because we've heard or seen the other side of it. We've seen the opposite side. We've seen Chip Kelly fit everybody into his system, and it worked for the first year, and they went 10-6 the second year, and then by the third year, well, then the league figured him out. And then we saw Doug Peterson win a Super Bowl with Nick Foles and all these read option, zone read, like cater to what Nick Foles does well, borrowed from Chip Kelly's playbook, and then say, Carson, let's do it, when Carson did some other things well the year prior to get him to 11-3. So we saw where the coaching staff is like, here's our system, you fit in it. So I really like the fact now that you got a head coach in here who's going to say, hey, this is what you do well. We're going to cater our style, our scheme to what you do well. We're going to take what you do well, and we're going to use that to our advantage. And we're going to mix it up. I like that. I like that a lot. So 610-632-0975. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the Eagles. What I said about Deshaun Watson, they don't need him. I don't care how good he is. They don't need him. They're not. Tom just laid it out perfectly, too, with the salary cap situation. What his contract's going to look like. You don't need that. Jalen Hurts on a rookie deal as a second-round pick? Man, find out everything. This year has to be all about finding out if Jalen Hurts is the guy. And Nick wasn't going to touch that question yesterday. He was going to talk around it. He did a great job doing that. So kudos to him. I thought he did a terrific job yesterday, because we came at him with Jalen Hurts in a variety of questions. In fact, the question right after mine, I believe, was also about Jalen Hurts, and that's when he finally hit it with, you guys aren't going to, what'd he say? You guys won't leave this one alone, will you? And I understand where he's coming from. I get it. He did a good job. I thought he did a great job not really answering. That's something that you have to master in this town, in this city, as carefully as we monitor our sports teams, as it's intensely scrutinized, as each news conference is. Nick has seen that from his first time out there, and from his first time out there to yesterday, he was a different guy. He handled it so much better. He was able to already, it seems, master the art of saying a lot without saying much. And that is a crucial skill in Philadelphia. And I don't blame coaches for, even though I'm a reporter, I'm a journalist, I want the information, I don't blame them for not telling me. I don't blame, well, you're not going to, why would you put yourself under that kind of scrutiny and say, when I asked that question, yeah, Rob, our number one priority this year is to find out about Jalen Hurts. You can't, he couldn't do it that way. I just wanted to see how he would answer the question. And he did a great job evading it. Or a question about the competition and how you balance competition versus a guy knowing that he's going to be the starter. And he said, competition is great. Competition elevates everybody's play. If you come in and you have somebody that's competing with you, it makes you better. It does. It does make you better. Because when you don't feel like you have competition, there could be a tendency. There could be. Certain guys are different than other guys, to where you get complacent. So we'll talk some Eagles throughout the show. 610-632-0975. I want to swing over a little bit to some of the 76ers. Clinching the number one seed, which to me was hugely important. And Tom, you pointed out it was 8 years to the day that Sam Hinkie was hired.
Yeah, so yesterday, obviously.
The anniversary.
May 14th, 2021, we clinched the one seed. May 14th, 2013.
Wow.
Sixers named Sam Hinkie president of basketball operations and general manager from the Sixers Twitter.
And that was May 2013.
13, yep.
And Hinkie's first season with Brett Brown as the head coach, they go 19-63. The following year, they go 18-64. The year after that, they go 10-72. And then they go 28-54. For a, what is that, a total of 38-37. You got 75 wins in 4 years. 75 wins. And that was the process right there. 28-54, 10-72, 18-64, 19-63, and they went 75. Let me add that up real quick. 64, 72, 75-220 over a 4 year stretch. 75-220. And I'll tell you, it was well worth it. Joel Embiid is an MVP caliber player this year. Ben Simmons, all-star. Yes, he's got his flaws. Yes, he's got his shortcomings. But he's still an all-star player who's young and hopefully developing and hopefully growing. You got Tobias Harris, not in the draft, but through trades. And this team is the number one seed. They were a 6 last year, a 3 the year before, a 3 the year before that. They won 2 playoff series. They went to a game 7 of an Eastern Conference semifinal 2 years ago. They were how many doinks was that? Was that a quadruple doink?
Quadruple doink.
That was a quadruple doink away from overtime. People say from winning. No, from overtime, in which Ben Simmons had fouled out too, so I don't know that they would have even won in overtime. But they were a quadruple doink away from pushing the Raptors into overtime of Game 7. And then after a blip last year, Simmons was out. He was hurt in the playoffs. They were in the bubble. It was the COVID situation. They got swept by Boston. That was the low point. But that also meant Brett Brown got fired, Doc Rivers was hired, Daryl Morey came in, and they are a number one seed in the Eastern Conference. So, processors, I think it worked. Tom, your thoughts?
Completely agree, man. I mean, the process is about getting players
that can push you up to title contention. That's what it's about. And you got Joel Embiid, you got Ben Simmons, and you had a chance at Jason Tatum, too. You know, there's obviously going to be misses. It's not perfect.
Yeah, and when that happens, Markel Fultz is a miss. Jahlil Okafor is a miss. Nerlens Noel, when that happens, okay. And it gets magnified. No, I didn't like the Fultz. No, I didn't like that move. No, I didn't like trading Jason Tatum, losing out on Jason Tatum. Nobody did. But there were some misses along the way. There were some hits along the way. In those 4 years that they were 75-220, had they played to win, had they not tanked, what could they have done at best? 6 seed? 5 seed? The 4 years previous to it, they were 34-48, 35-31, 41-41, and 27-55. Those were the 4 years prior to the process years. Their best season was 35-31 prior to the process years. So you mean to tell me you wouldn't do that all over again, 75-220, in order to get to a point now where you're the number one seed with a real shot to get to the finals, and in a season lacking a dominant team in the NBA, there's no Golden State Warriors with Durant. Yeah, the Nets got Kyrie and KD and James Harden, but Sixers are the one seed. The road to the East, the road to the NBA Finals goes through the East in Philly. So I want to hear your thoughts. I think it worked. 610-632-0975. Don't have to win a championship to say the process was a success. When you're 4 years out of it and now you're a one seed with a real chance to win an NBA title, it worked. With a core of players that should keep you in contention for at least a handful more years, it worked. And all that losing was worth it because they weren't going to win a championship in those 4 years. They may not have even sniffed one playoff round in those 4 years. 610-632-0975. We'll talk Sixers in the process, and I want to continue the conversation about the Eagles. The rumors that won't go away that are really nothing more than just rumors. I don't think there's much weight to them, and they should not really factor into the Deshaun Watson conversation. Jalen Hurts needs to be the guy. He should be the guy. He will be the guy this year. Let's find out about Jalen Hurts. Jay, hang on. I'll get to you first. 610-632-0975. I'm Rob Motti, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.